Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
I love Ball of Muscle, and Joe Pride probably gives him an extra little carrot along the road as well. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, he's just you just love him.
He's a great horse. Yeah. He's been a he's been him and his two brothers have been the backbone of my stable for the last sort of 4 to 5 seasons, at least actually. It'll be sad. It'll be sad when they're gone. But
so it was tight.
Got the younger brother coming through. He'll be here next week. The last one out of the mare by Rip Van Winkle's come over from New Zealand, so he's joining the stable, which will continue the dynasty for a little bit longer.
Did you buy or were you given it?
No, he was originally with he was a colt. He was originally with Murray Baker.
Yeah,
so
okay.
He's been gelded now and made it over. He's only had one race start. He's called Heinberg. But yeah, just great to have the last one out of the mare.
It would be. It was Tiger Tara.
Tiger Seas. Tiger Tees, Terra Vista, and Ball of Muscle. Yeah.
Tiger Tees, yeah. Just, but
30-odd wins between them.
All a good level.
Yeah, yeah. I think 20 stakes wins, I think, between all the three brothers just that I had, and then there's others as well.
So. Okay. What was the name of the new one?
Heimberg, with an H. Heimberg.
Heimberg, okay. All right, I'll have a look. But it arrives this week coming.
He came over from New Zealand. He's out at Matt Bellas at the moment, out at Hawkesbury, and he'll be here next week sometime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, what about him tomorrow? I heard you on with Sean a couple of mornings ago talking about your Wednesday hopes, and I thought, no, I'm going to get him back on because you sounded like he's in a – sometimes it's hard to say it because he's a year on, but you reckon that he's going really well, don't you?
Yeah, look, all we've got to go off is I've got plenty of things to go off, but every indication – that I can get from the horse in terms of his trial, his work, his mannerisms around the stable, very much that he's on par with where he was last preparation. And last preparation was probably his most successful preparation of his life, winning 3 out of 4. So I'd be very hopeful that he's back at that level. And as I say, just looking forward to taking him to the races tomorrow.
Well, those wins back in the spring, the Heath and the Shorts. I mean, he just jumped to the lead and he just bowled along, and no one could catch him.
No, they were really strong, dominant wins, and he beat some very good horses. He beat Santa Ana Lane, Brave Smash, Voodoo Lad a couple of times. All genuine Group One horses. There was no fluke about his form. Yeah, we just gotta hope we can get back to that level again.
So, in saying that, from what you've seen from him in lead up, you just, as you've said, you feel that he's just in the good place.
Yeah. Look, he seems great. You know, he's been really strong in both of his trials. All his track work, as I say, is of that standard that we've seen from him in the past couple of years, and that gives me good confidence that he's back in good order.
Okay. I mean, you're very honest with your horses, and it's really good when you come on and for our listeners. But you look at tomorrow, you look at Red Zell, you look at Esther Jarb, then you look at your horse with Jungle Edge, who, as we know, likes it probably a little bit of shower activity. And Cape and Nick's always very honest, and Godolphin's horses always run well. So it's a really competitive group too. So where do you put him tomorrow, Joe?
Yeah, look, so Jungle Edge is definitely coming up, is he?
As far as I know, he is. Yeah, I have texted Mick Bell this morning, but he hasn't replied.
Okay, look, yeah. it's an interesting race tactically, and it's rare, and it's pretty much only if we want to that Ball of Muscle ever gets led. So yep. From barrier one, they would have to go 2 lengths quicker than him to cross him. Now, you know, barring him missing the start, they won't be crossing him. Extremely quick horse, and we'll take up the lead. But I think the pace picture outside of us is a little bit messy, and there'll be a few horses vying for that spot just off him, I imagine. I'm sure Red Zell and Esther Jarb would both like to be a length or two behind him, ready to sort of come off his back. So, it's an interesting, as I say, an interesting pace picture for a small field.
I'm just looking at a tweet from the Jungle Edge team yesterday. Jungle Edge underestimated again. We'll see you this Saturday. Bring it on. So I take it that the horse is in Sydney and running tomorrow, Joe.
Yep, sure. So, look, it's a really good race, isn't it? You know, I watched that mare, Esther Jarb Filly, she's trial, and she trialled really well, and she's not to be underestimated. She's very good, and I mean, Red Zell, he's so foolproof in everything he does. So we're going to have to be right on our game tomorrow. But if we're going to beat those horses, this is this is the scenario that we will be able to do it in.
Yeah, and he, look, he, all the listeners know him, that he's just so honest, and we know the family has been so good to you that when you start off, you need horses like you've had, and they've taken you to being able to get other horses into the stable and buy a few along the way with clients. It's a remarkable story.
Yep, no, definitely, Andrew. I've been very appreciative to have had this family in the stable, and as I say, it's not over yet. We've got...
Another one
coming along, and hopefully ball a muscle around for another season.
So. Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, Joe. Good luck tomorrow. I hope he runs really well for you, mate.
Great. Thanks very much, Andrew.